Hi everyone, Larry Bailey here, Awesome Technologies Inc., bringing you the newest newsletter. This one is dated March 18th, 2024. I'm recording this on the 19th because yesterday was a travel day. We're out here for the ICE Mortgage Technology Conference. We're in booth 520. If you're not out here, I totally get it. But make sure that you do join over into the mortgage.com community, into the ICE Experience 24 space. To catch all the updated information, to make sure that you're reviewing this information as it's posted, and also to make sure that you participate in this week's wrap-up show. It's on March 21st. We're going to be live streaming it all day, so make sure that you join up, and we're going to be talking about everything that's happened in the ICE Mortgage Technology Experience 2024 event happening this week. We're going to break down all the breakout sessions as well as insights information, things we heard, things we saw, things we didn't see. Sometimes that's important too. This information here for the weekly newsletter is brought to you from MBS Highway. If you ever need anything with regards to market information, get over to mbshighway.com, get a subscription. Barry Habib and team have been rock solid for at least 20 years. Forever, like just forever. So great stuff. And also again, thanks to Awesome Technologies for always supporting this. And guys, do a workflow review. Some people call it health check. It's really not a health check per se. If you ever want to see an example of what this workflow technology review looks like, I'll send you an example document. There's nothing else like it out there, especially because we give you the specific bullet points that you want to attack, whether you do it or whether you hire us or you hire anybody else to get this work done. It's just my advocacy to making sure that you're always doing what you should be. So let's get into this newsletter. This one's going for the week. We're going to review the week of March 11th, 2024. And if you're watching this on Mortgage.Community on video, great. If you're listening to us on podcast, get over to Mortgage.Community and check out the video replay. And that way you can see everything that I'm sharing on screen, because a lot of this comes across on screen better than it does just you hearing my voice. So both consumer and wholesale inflations were hotter than expected last month, plus retail sales in February rebounded from January's sharp decline, but not as much as economists had forecasted. Here's the headlines. There is upside surprise to consumer inflation. Check that out. Wholesale inflation comes in hot. The next story is February retail sales below estimates. And the last story is new seasonal adjustments impact jobless claims. So the upside upside surprise to consumer inflation is the first story, and this is brought to you from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And the latest consumer price index, that's CPI, showed that the inflation rose 0.4% from January to February, coming in right around forecasts. Core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, increased 0.4%, while the annual reading fell from 3.9 to 3.8. Kind of been doing this dance up and down, up and down, up and down, but slowly going down. So trend lines are always important. Both figures were slightly higher than estimates. Rising shelter and energy costs were two key factors that helped push inflation higher last month. Bottom line, gang, inflation has fallen considerably. Remember, in 2022, that headline reading was at 9.1%, and rightfully so, everybody's freaking out. Now that's down to 3.2%. The core reading that was as high as 6.6 is now down to 3.8%. But the CPI was still hotter than expected for both January and February, meaning inflationary pressures have been more persistent than the Fed would like. And this is not on screen here, but keep in mind that it's not like you flick a switch and boom, things drop. There's this dance up and down, and there's so many macroeconomic influences here going on, things that are rising around the world. And we just have to wait and see what's going on here. I know everybody is really anxious to get rates lower, get inflation lower, and this is why the Federal Reserve is doing its thing. And that leads us right into the next story here. So next story is wholesale inflation comes in hot. Now, again, wholesale is the producer price index, the PPI, and that measures inflation on the wholesale level. That rose 0.6% in February, doubling market estimates. And remember, at the wholesale level, think about this. If you go to like some wholesaler, and you get like prices lower, and then you go to a retailer and you get prices higher. Like that's normal, right? You understand that typically. But if the wholesale prices jump, you know it's going to jump at the retail. Like retailers can only absorb so much, and this is not going to help them. So, on an annual basis, the PPI rose from 1% to 1.6%, well above the 1.1% that was forecasted. The core PPI, which strips out the volatile food and energy prices, was still higher than expected with a 0.3% rise. The year-over-year reading remained at 2%, just above forecast. Bottom line here, gang, is that despite that the upside surprise in the data, the wholesale inflation is still well below its 2022 peak. February's 1.6% year-over-year reading is a sharp drop from the 11.7% that was reached a few years ago. That's when everybody was like, dude, we're in some serious trouble. So remember that the Fed began raising their Fed funds rate, which is the overnight rate for borrowing for banks, in March 2022. It was designed for all this stuff. So while the Fed is still expecting to start to cut the Fed funds rate later this year, with these higher than expected inflation readings, it might push things back. We were thinking maybe July, and I know a couple weeks ago somebody was like, "See, I told you it was going to be July." I don't know. I mean, we'll have to wait and see what happens. The latest update in December showed that the Fed board members projected a median of 3 rate cuts for this year. We'll see if that happens. We'll see if this economic data really supports that opinion as time goes on. I mean, it's already March 19th, for goodness sake. So this year is flying by. And that gets us into our next story, February retail sales below estimates. So retail sales rose 0.6% from January to February, though this modest rebound was well below estimates of the 0.8% gain they were expecting. Sales in January were also revised downward from the originally reported 0.8% decline to a 1.1% decline when compared to December. Bottom line here is, after strong holiday sales shopping season, consumer spending has cooled in the first quarter. I know my spending cooled. I could see it in my credit card statements. So while January's harsh weather certainly impacted sales at the start of the year, the growing use of credit cards and buy now, pay later programs could also be contributing to slower spending as consumers pay back the holiday season and other debts. The Fed will closely be watching this retail sales reports as it indicates a strengthened economy, and it might also impact their monetary policy decisions later on this year. Next story is, new seasonal adjustments impact jobless claims. So there were 209,000 initial jobless claims filed in the latest week, marking a decline of 1,000 applications for new unemployment benefits from the previous week. Now, continuing claims continue to rise, and this rose by 17,000, with 1.811 million people, a lot of people, still receiving benefits after filing their initial claim. Bottom line in this story is that the latest continuing claims is much lower than the 1.9 million readings we've been seeing, but the decline is not due to improving conditions of hiring. In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics changed their seasonal adjustments, which has caused big revisions throughout the prior week's reportings. Yet, even with these adjustments, continuing claims are still trending higher compared to a year ago, showing that it's becoming harder for some people to find new employment once they're let go. On a related note, the latest Small Business Optimism Survey from the National Federation of Independent Businesses showed that small businesses are struggling on the labor front, with plans to hire and plans to increase compensation both hitting 3-year lows. And at the larger level, mid and certainly large size, I'm starting to see some folks that are starting to hire again, and we'll have to wait and see, what happens. Family hack of the week: March Madness means munchies. this cordonside caramel corn, courtesy of Taste of Home, will be a slam dunk with family and friends. My mouth is watering. Like, seriously, it's out of control. Pop 6 quarts of popcorn. Oh my gosh, 6 quarts of popcorn, and set those aside. Preheat your oven to 250 degrees Fahrenheit, and you're going to grease two 13 by 9 inch baking pans. In a large saucepan, combine 2 cups of brown sugar, 1 cup of butter cubed, 1/2 cup corn syrup, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Bring all of that to a boil over medium heat, and boil for 5 minutes, stirring occasionally. Don't scald that. It's easy to burn that stuff, so make sure you do it gradually. Remove from heat and stir in 3 teaspoons of vanilla, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, and mix that well. You're going to pour that sauce all over the popcorn and stir until well coated. And add the popcorn to the prepared baking dishes and bake for 45 minutes, stirring every 15 minutes. Cool that completely before serving. And then if you have any leftovers, store them in an airtight container so your popcorn doesn't get all stale. You want to keep crisp. Here's what to look for this week. Housing data will share headlines with the Fed. starting with Builder Confidence from March for the National Association of Home Builders on Monday. That was yesterday. And by the way, yesterday's report, you can see the market responded favorably to that. Where are we here? Tuesday brings news on February's housing starts and building permits while existing home sales data follows Thursday. Actually, you know what? I'm recording this Pacific time. So that the Tuesday housing starts and building permits are probably out, and you can kind of see that this is doing good stuff. So 10 basis points, and the U.S. Treasury fell 2 basis points. Still sucks. That's over 4, but we'll see what happens here. The Fed's meetings begin Tuesday with a monetary policy statement and press conference coming tomorrow Wednesday. Investors will closely be listening for news regarding timing of rate cuts later this year. Also of note, the latest jobless claims and update on manufacturing for the Philadelphia region will be reported on Thursday. Gang, thanks very much for always listening to these updates and reports. I will keep doing them, provided you keep listening to them. So there you go. There's the cycle. Anything we can ever help you with, any type of mortgage technology, custom development, Encompass plugins, solutions for MeridianLink or Byte Pro, we're here. And I'm a workflow guy, so one of the things I like to do is get in there and evaluate workflows. If I can ever help you do that for your company, let me know, and we'll take care of you. If you ever want an example of what that report looks like, just let me know. I'll get it over to you. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.